Well, exactly, and that's plenty fun.
I mean,
you know, you could kick back like Bob. You talk about having a slack life. You ain't seen slack. And Bob's down to, what, 3 hours a night sleep, Bob?
Yep.
And doesn't have
a
damn
3 hours,
thing to
three and a half, 4 hours when I get real tired, 4 hours.
Real tired. And doesn't have a damn thing in his whole wide world to do. And busy as a bee. Busy. What are you doing today? I don't know, but I'm real busy. Okay, what did you get done today? I didn't get nothing done today. I've really done a lot of stuff. I don't really know why. That was something. Oh, no, I can't talk now. I got things to do. Well, what do you got to do? Well, I don't know, but I'll check this, and I'll look at that. He'll go engage shit with people that don't mean nothing about nothing just for fun so that he can cackle about how not busy he is being not busy. And in that place, it's great fun and has a handsome staff waiting on him hand and foot while he's not busy. It's amazing. So, see, for Bob, he just gets happy being happy. And he doesn't care. And as long as it's happy for him, he could give a fuck what anybody else thinks about anything. Because he's moving on down the road. And the sooner you figure it out, the better it's going to work out for you. Because he's not going to give it a nickel's worth of attention one way or the other. And that becomes a place of focused, concentrated application of power. No authority. Bob is the first one to tell you. I ain't the authority in nothing. I ain't even control of me. I find myself in the meat box and the Snicker bars just slide down my throat. Oh, I don't know. I don't know how they got there. I don't know what went with them. I don't know how many I had. Well, I had some. Well, I'm not going to have any more. I'm never going to have another Snicker bar, and I had six yesterday. It was okay. I just kind of going along with it, and so far, so good. Now, that doesn't mean he is separate from contrast. He engages the contrast just so he has something to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
And that works because for him, the worst thing he's ever had is a pretty decent day.
Yeah.
You know, and just, he'll tell you quick how Maui sucks. And it's like, well, okay. Carolyn, they're cutting the grass again. They're doing stuff in the yard. And they're very loud. Carolyn, do they have to be doing that right now? I've got things I don't have to do. Well, why have they got to be? They're always cutting things and trimming things and clipping things and moving things. And I have to sit here and look at this. You know, it's like, man.
I gotta watch those guys work their butts off. It's fucking irritating.
Exactly. I mean, exactly. The very idea. Here I am, just trying to find a way to get through my day, and here I have to watch the gardeners doing shit. You know, it's like, why I gotta do this? Couldn't they do this from 4 in the morning until 5 or 6 when I get up? Why can't they do that then so I won't be bothered with the smell of cut grass?
Look, Carol, they left their pliers here, for God's sake.
The pliers, now what? Carolyn, what do we do? They'll come back and pick them up. Well, do we have to remove, or am I saying, does this involve me? No, Bob, I'll take them. But they left them right here. So what are these? Those are pliers. Well, what do we do with pliers? Are they? No, Carolyn, now wait. Now, what are you talking about? Their pliers weren't there, and now the pliers are there. And so we need to get this straightened out now because this is just really tearing me up. I don't know. It's just messing me up. Well, I'm busy. I got things I don't have to do, so I'll be doing that. It'd be great fun. And then Bob's just so happy that the next is just running. And what happens when he's got himself now in a position where he's expecting, he's almost overrun with fun, great things to do. Because he's busy. I mean, he's busy. He doesn't know what he's doing, but he's busy. And considering and plotting and calculating and talking to folks and re-talking to folks. And then he forgets what he talked to him, so he talks to him again and talks to him about what he forgot about talking to him about. And guess what? For him, that's great fun. He knows everybody on the planet. He's forgotten them all, but he knows everybody on the planet. So to have that engagement for him, it just becomes wonderful. I mean, his only problem is keeping that they've gone through phone system after 15 or 20 hours on the phone. Even the very good batteries kind of play out after a little while. But it makes no difference to him. Poor Carolyn, she goes, drags some more of them home, and then she has a green button or a flash button. Now, that may change the paradigm of everything. But then he has something to do to figure out to push the green button. No, no, we don't have it. Carolyn, this don't have a green button. What do you do? Well, it's got a thing that says flash. You just push flash. Flash, does that do the same thing the green button does? Yes, Bob, that does the same thing the green does. Well, now, it took me 4 years to find out about the green button, and now I don't have the green button. Well, I got to start all over it. Look, what are we talking about here? Well, we're talking about the flash and the green button. Where is it on the phone? I know where it was. Carolyn, just get the old phone. It didn't work either, but it's way better than all this. I mean, I got to go the Spanish Inquisition over pushing a button on a phone. It's just really not worth it. Well, I thought the other phones weren't working. Yes, but at least I could work the phone that doesn't work.
Is this another Bob reading?
Yeah, Bob's
hijacking. Oh, no.
More therapy for Bob.
It's great fun because here's what we can tell you about Bob that you can take home and put in your garden, and it will bloom. Bob is so excited and deliciously happy with this experience called life, he doesn't notice anything else. Okay? He doesn't notice anything else. And he just rolls with it and rolls with it and rolls with it. He never knows. What are we going to do today, Bob? Same thing we do every day. Oh, good. You know, it's like the episode of Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah.
Remember Pinky and
the
Brain?
Take over
the
world.
Take over the world. That's right. And it's great fun. Pinky and the Brain. The Animaniacs with Yakko.
Which one is he, though? Is he the Brain or is he Pinky?
Ask him.
Bob would know.
He could watch it, engage it, and still wouldn't have a clue. Maybe both. Some days you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't. You know, it's just like take it as it is. But what we're trying to give a parallel for, and it's great fun because we can play with Bob regarding it. You can see how fun Bob's experience is, and the reason it's fun is because Bob engages it. Okay, he engages all of it, and then engaging all of it, then he decides if it's fun. I mean, we're turning down radio shows now. Just because Bob says, no, I don't really care for that audience. So he's, you know, pretty big folks are saying, you know, hey, come be our special. Nah, I'm good.
What radio show? I don't remember any radio show.
Great fun. It's great fun. And then what happens? He rolls with it. He discerns and chooses. He has opinions. He just really listens to literally all the possibilities before he decides. And then that's the fun. And you can ask him. It's great. It's great, 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 great. Because as this flow takes place, he doesn't care about the last thing. That's done. Done. And the next thing hasn't happened yet, so he can't get worried with that. So what are we doing right this hot second? And then he focuses and brings any fun that's in this red hot second right here, right now, into his middle kingdom of now. And then he gets so busy by the time the next thing shows up, He hasn't even completely digested the last thing that he just finished. And that becomes a very, and sometimes there is tactility. We're not, he'll tell you that. It's not about that. You know, rolling out of bed and finding the bonbons laid out for you and the champagne to sip while you're enjoying the bonbons. It's not like that. And Bob would tell you that. But it's still great fun. It's great fun. It's great fun to have that point of engagement, and then it covers him up between emails and doing this and MP3s and figuring that out and doing this and scheduling that and working this in and answering every fucking question on planet Earth that is to be asked on and on and on and on and on and on. And he just does it. Just does it. And that becomes great fun. To the point that, you know, he surprises himself how much he actually gets done in a day now, in that he never had to do, and he still has time to, you know, fuck around with other people, too, also, because that's just kind of fun. We'll knock this out right quick. Well, let me answer this, and well, let me answer that, and he goes through, and at the end of the day, it's a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know. It's just what we do every day. Bam, 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 bam. We have this is here and this is here and this is here. And try not to put them overlapping because sometimes we go on and on and on, of course. But it's not an issue. It is not an issue. And Bob hopes the same for you.
Yeah.
You see? Because whether you could ever get him to admit it or not, he cares. Now, them's fighting words, Bob. We know. But he cares. He cares.
Yeah.
Now, if he doesn't care, you may never know it, but the words will be the tale. But the delicious part of coming into your place of power